Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all. Our discussion is the advice given by the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And advice is good for a believer, dear viewers. Reminders and advice is very, very beneficial. Look at the words and these statements made by the pious predecessors, by the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Enlighten your hearts, inshallah. You will find yourself closer. They are words of wisdom, dear viewers. Adhere to them, inshallah. So let's start with the teachings and the sayings and advice given by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. What a beautiful advice he has given, dear viewers. In fact, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubayr radiyallahu anhu narrates that he saw Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma holding the tip of his tongue whilst he was saying, "What great regret I have over you. Speak good, as your betterment lies in this. And do not utter evil, as your safety lies in this." So when those present asked the reason behind this, "Ya Sayyidi, why did you hold your tongue and say these words?" He responded, he said, "I have been informed that a person shall be subject to the greatest loss on the day of judgment due to his tongue." Allahu Akbar. So what a beautiful advice Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had given with regards to the tongue. Now, if you look into the ahadith of the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will find narrations in which the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam advises his companions, and he says that daily the body organs speak to the tongue and they say to the tongue, "Please be straight. For if you are straight, then we will remain straight. And if you are crooked, then we will also become crooked." Yani, we will get damaged. We will face the loss. Because the tongue causes the problems, dear viewers, and the rest of the body faces the consequences of that. So let's control the tongue and let's understand how important it is for us to control this tongue. We speak without thinking. When we speak, we could speak consecutively, continuously, and so much without thinking that even puts us into problems, dear viewers. Majority of the people today suffer because of the tongue. If we only know what to speak and how much to speak, there are so much of ghibah, and so much of backbiting and slandering done, dear viewers, all of that will come to an end. The enemies that we have in our lives is due to our speech and our talking. If we control the speech and the tongue itself, there are so many vices out there which will come to an end, inshallah. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, "O tongue, speak well, you will benefit. And refrain from speaking ill, as your safety lies in this." Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, when the dirham and dinar, yani gold and silver coins, were first in fashion, when they first originated, Shaitan held them close to his eyes and he said, "You are the nourishment of my heart and coolness of my eyes. Through you, I will make people rebellious and turn them into disbelievers. I will cause people to enter in hell because of you. I'm happy with the person whose love of the world causes him to become your slave." Allahu Akbar. And today, this is the state, dear viewers. Let's move on. He says, the nation in which injustice becomes apparent will suffer from a great number of deaths. All happening in our country, all of this happening before our eyes, the amount of injustice. Allahu Akbar, the amount of oppression, the amount of corruption that's happening, dear viewers. This great companion of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the nation in which injustice becomes apparent will suffer from a great number of deaths. Allahu Akbar. So these are the sayings, dear viewers. Another personality by the name of Abu Ghalib Khalji, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says he heard Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma saying, make the fulfillment of obligations, yani fara'id, necessary upon yourself. Fulfill the rights of Allah Almighty that He has ordained upon you, and ask Him for aid in doing this. He says, whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla sees that a servant has a sincere intention and he is in search of reward, so Allah Azza wa Jalla removes their difficulties because He is the owner and He does as He wills. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us full understanding, dear viewers, and may we make amal and protect our salah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma further on says, Allah Almighty has recorded the sustenance of every believer and every transgressor. If they remain patient until they are granted halal sustenance, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant it to them. And if they display impatience and advance towards haram, Allah Azza wa Jalla reduces their halal sustenance. How important is it for us to have sabr and patience and for us to continuously strive for rizqi halal, dear viewers. But with sabr and patience, because he says, if they remain patient until they are granted halal sustenance, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant it to them. They will gain what they are waiting for. But if we become impatient and we desire those things very urgently, and due to this urgency that we have for things, we become greedy, hasteful, then many mistakes are made, dear viewers. Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah grant us sabr. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us or keep us amongst those who had sabr, dear viewers. Real and true patience. Those who have the treasures of patience and sabr are so fortunate. Allahu Akbar. And then very beautifully he says, wake children for salah, even if they perform a single prostration. Form the habit of awakening your children for salah. Yes, we do that, dear viewers. But where do we do that? Bachcho ka school ka exam hai, to unko uthaiye. Subah subah uthaiye. Wake them up because they have examinations, they have to study. And we give so much of importance to secular education, dear viewers. Whereas they have missed out on their salah. They have not learned how to become punctual for salah. When from a small age, from that little age, they aren't immune to salah and habitual to perform their salah, it's not embedded in them that they have to give so much of importance to salah. And the importance which is given to them is only of secular education. It's only of dunya and money and wealth. Then how will such a child ever become a namazi? Yet Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, wake your children for salah, even if they perform a single sajda, single prostration. Phir bhi unko uthao namaz ke liye. What a beautiful teaching and saying, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. If you are parents out there watching this program, inshallah, please form the habit. It's a humble request, inshallah. Form the habit to include your children in this action. You awaken yourself. You awaken yourself for salah. Allow for your children to come into the same habit from a small age, inshallah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma then says, the people who thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla in every state will be the first to be called towards Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says the grounds of paradise are inherited by those who offer the 5 prescribed prayers in congregation. Jiha, the grounds of Jannah will be inherited by people who protected their salah, by people who used to offer their salah. Get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, dear viewers of Madani channel, namaz is fard upon us. And this is the right upon every human being that he worships his Rabb. He recognizes his Rabb, his creator, who sent you in this world, who has given you whatever you have. This is the least you could do, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There's more than this we're supposed to do. But Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordained only 5 daily prayers for us. And we find this to be a burden for us at times. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers. Let's move on to the next saying and advice given by none other than the brother of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the leader of the youth of Jannah, subhanallah, he says, the greatest show of intellect is righteousness, and the greatest show of foolishness is transgression and disobedience. Allah, words of wisdom, dear viewers. He says, O son of Adam, do not be jealous of your brother. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted him a bounty in order to honor him, then do not be jealous of the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted esteem. If Allah has blessed them with another reason, you know, he blessed them with wealth for any other reason, then why be envious of somebody whose abode is hell? Allahu Akbar. Why be jealous, or why be envious of a person whose abode is Jannah? You saw the person purchased a beautiful home for himself. This could either be a test for him or a bounty from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So a person should not be jealous of any person, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has either given him that lofty station and that rank by giving him this bounty, or either that person could be in a test and his abode is hell, and yet you're desiring to have what he has. Be very alert of what you desire in your life, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, subhanallah, he says, I am astounded by the one who washes impurity from himself once or twice a day with his own hands, yet he attempts to compete with display arrogance to the king of the heavens and the earth. So a person takes a bath and takes a shower 2-3 times a day, yeah? Wants to be clean, wants to be tidy, wants to be neat, wants to look pure. Ye to hum karte hain, lekin inhi haathon se hum woh guna karte hain. Allahu Akbar. And we compete with others in showing off, in arrogance and pride. And in this way here, we display arrogance to the king of the heavens and earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by committing sins and guna. What an advice. Eye-opener, dear viewers. Rejuvenating, Allahu Akbar. A strong, striking reminder of us to become straight and for us to become obedient to our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu once saw a wealthy person walking in arrogant manner. So he exclaimed, "O foolish one, where are you looking with such arrogance, with your nose held high? Are you looking at the bounties you have not paid thanks for? Or are you looking at the bounties which have not been mentioned in the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla yet?" So having seen this, the wealthy person presented his apology. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu replied by saying, "Do not apologize to me, but repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla. You have not heard his statement. And do not walk arrogantly on the earth. Undoubtedly, you will indeed never tear the earth apart and would never reach the mountains in height." Subhanallah. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. So this is the truth, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla had said, and do not walk arrogantly on the earth. Undoubtedly, you will indeed never tear the earth apart. So why walk with arrogance and pride? Why behave as if there's no one as I am? Nor will we reach the heights of the mountains. So why walk with arrogance? Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu anhu said to that person who was a rich man, who was walking with arrogance and pride, dear viewers. Subhanallah, you know, these are priceless words of wisdom, advice. And such an advice that really can change our lives right now. Isi waqt hamari zindagi badal sakti agar hum chahe to, is par amal kare. If you decide to practice upon these madani pearls, your life will change. This was Imam Hassan radiyallahu an. Don't you want to hear the teachings and sayings of Imam Hussein radiyallahu an, whose Muharram, Kichda and Niyaz we had had, dear viewers. In the month of Muharram, we continued saying that we love Ahlul Bayt, we love the Gharana of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at what Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu says. He says, "O people, draw yourself towards good character and hasten to perform good deeds. Whosoever favors another, but the recipient does not thank him, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall recompensate him. Have complete certainty that good deeds lead to condemnation and reward." Allahu Akbar. Be certain that Allah will reward you for this. If you could see goodness in the form of a human, then he would appear beautiful and handsome and pleasing to the viewer. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu says, "Whoever favors his brother in order to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jalla grants him reward for this when he encounters a difficult time." He's rewarded. even in difficult moments and wards off a major calamity from him. Allah will remove it away from him, providing that he done favors for his brother for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You aided and helped your Muslim fellow brother, dear viewers. It was only done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I'm saying this with certainty, knowing that every person has some person in his life, in his cycle of friends, neighborhood, that he knows is in need. He knows his needs very well, dear viewers. Maybe you saw, maybe you had a conversation. For the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, do so. Allah will remove some calamity away from you as well, inshallah. Imam Hussein says, whosoever removed a worldly problem from his Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall remove a calamity from him in the hereafter. Whosoever favors another, Allah Azza wa Jalla will favor him, and Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who favor others. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is how the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan had favored others, helped others. They would choose the needs and desires of others over their own desires and needs. Imam Hussein says, although the world is considered good and precious, the reward of Allah Azza wa Jalla is greater and more precious. Allahu Akbar. He says, sustenance has already been apportioned in destiny. It's predestined for you. So it is good for a man not to be greedy in what he acquires. Allahu Akbar. So it is in your destiny, in your taqdeer as to what Allah has ordained for you, dear viewers. It's already apportioned in your taqdeer. So it is good for a man not to become greedy in what he acquires, because Allah will give you that much what's written for you, dear viewers. And the whole world can get together and still not give you that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has not ordained for you. So in both circumstances, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver. Ultimately, He is the sustainer. But unfortunately, we are in this predicament. We are in the situation where we don't understand the blessings that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are unable to grasp onto these blessings, dear viewers. Yet Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu had mentioned these beautiful points. He says, when man is to leave behind his wealth in this world, why is he miserly with it? Allahu Akbar. When someone enlists the help of another to cause pain, he got a list and he says this to everybody. These are the people I have helped, you know. So he enlists the help of another to cause pain. He says the person helping is the same as the disgraced and the humiliated. And there are majority of people who help others and talk about it. Help others, aid others and speak about it, brag about it. Why do you want to make your thawab and reward be null and void, dear viewers? Why do we want to destroy the virtuous deeds after doing some favor for some person? Do not speak about it. As they say in Urdu, it's a mahavara, neki kar aur darya mein dal. Subhanallah, gosh, we can become people like that, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem forgive us. May Allah Kareem protect us. Now let's listen to some sayings and teachings of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says, a person who drinks pure water which enters his stomach and leaves without any takleef, any pani pee bhi sakta hai aur nikal bhi sakta hai, kisi bhi takleef ke bagair, he answers the call of nature without any problem and he drinks water without any problem, such a person is obliged to offer thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are using the bounties and the ni'mat and the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to survive on this planet. Eating, drinking, walking, talking, sleeping, movements, everything. Yet, we feel as if we are never obliged to give thanks to Allah. Yet, the blessed wife of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, agar aapne pani piya, kisi bhi takleef ke bagair, and you were able to go to the toilet without any problem, you answered the call of nature without any takleef, you are obliged to give thanks to Allah. For there's a great blessing that you were able to drink and even extract without any problem. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us. May Allah have mercy on us. How many times have we never shown thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal? This is another form of dhikr, dear viewers of Madini channel. As the pious predecessors have mentioned, Al-Khuruju Mim Maidanil Ghafla, that dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the removal from heedlessness. It removes you from the realm of heedlessness. So if a person was about to commit any sin, any guna, any sin, and at that moment he recalled the qabr, He recalls the Akhirah. He recalls the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If I had performed this gunah and sin, that remembrance alone is dhikrullah. Allahu Akbar. That remembrance is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want, we can always be in the state, dear viewers. Recite all your du'as before sleeping, after waking up, before eating, after eating. You'll see yourself in the mirror. You're wearing clothes. You're going in the loo to the toilet to answer the call of nature. There are du'as to recite to thank Allah, to give gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. But do we do this or not? And then she says, you are negligent for the greatest form of worship. You are negligent for the greatest form of worship. Wo kya hai? She says, humbleness. Allahu Akbar. Humbleness, dear viewers. We have many vices out there that remove the humbleness from the heart. Knowledge, wealth, money, beauty, name it, dear viewers. Pride comes into the heart. A person becomes upright. He becomes, you know, with his chest all puffed out. And a person then becomes arrogant. Humbleness is the solution to every problem. She says, you are negligent of the greatest form of worship. You don't know the blessings of humbleness. We don't ever like to become humble in the sight of khalq, in the sight of people. Ki log kya kahenge? Itna inkisari aur aajiz ke andar aa gaya. Allahu Akbar. How can a person become so humble? Dear viewers of Madini channel, you never ever make yourself smaller when you humble yourself. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jalla grants a loftier station to the one who humbled himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Allah lifts that banda. Allah will grant a loftier station to the one who humbled himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to display humbleness. Inkisari, ajzi, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our pious predecessors were like that, dear viewers of Madani channel. So many of us have many reasons to not being humble. But look at the life of the companions. They had everything. They were categorical jannatis, dear viewers. From amongst the Ashari Mubashara, all of them are jannatis. Subhanallah, the 10 Sahaba Ikram who received the glad tidings from the tongue of the Prophet about Jannah. Look at their actions and you would learn from their actions how much of preps they performed and done in their lifetime for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, hope you're enjoying the program, dear viewers. We are learning the statements and the advice and sayings of the pious of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. And we have many more of the teachings and sayings and advice given by the companions to mention. But for now, alhamdulillah, as I recited one couplet, alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful kalam that we would like to listen to, recited by none other than Rizwan Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, listen to this kalam by our Ridwan Rashid Attari. And when we do return, inshallah, we are to continue with our discussion. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naame Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naame Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, poochega Maula laya hai kya kya. Main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad,
محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam Muhammad dil ka ujala نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزوں, رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزوں, مجھ کو سنانا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آنکھوں کا تارہ نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل کلام بائی آور رضوان رشید الطاری سلمہ الباری. And alhamdulillah, I hope that you have enjoyed this kalam, نام محمد, نام محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. This also gives us motivation to name our children after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of barakah. However, ulama say add another name to the name to preserve the respect for the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can add the word Muhammad, the name Muhammad, to your son's name, and together with that add another name, subhanallah. So this is very important, dear viewers, to attain more barakah and more blessings. Right now, we are learning about the sayings and advices given by the Sahaba and companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how they are leading and guiding stars, dear viewers. فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اَقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. If you follow any one of them, you will righteously be guided. The Prophet said this about his companions, alayhim ridwan. Now look and listen to the wonderful and amazing advices they have given, dear viewers. Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, Katib Wahi. What a great companion. He says, I can please every individual besides the one who is jealous of any blessings of mine. I can please any person or every person, every individual besides the one who is jealous of any blessing of mine, because the jealous one will only be pleased when I lose that blessing. So I can please every person besides the one who is jealous, because the only happiness a jealous person will get is when I lose this blessing which I have now, so the jealous person will become happy. So I'm unable to please him because Allah has given me this blessing in my life. And until I have this blessing, that person will be envious of me or jealous of me. Subhanallah. This again teaches us not to be jealous of people, dear viewers. Never to have jealousy. Be happy and show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jealousy is actually the trait of Shaitan. And it was because of arrogance and jealousy Shaitan had been doomed, dear viewers. It is a trait that will take a person to the hellfire. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us of jealousy, dear viewers. A jealous person can never be happy. And those who remain jealous for years remain burning in their own jealousy and unable to prosper in life. May Allah protect us, because this is another trap of the devil and Shaitan, who places the love of the heart so much in your heart that when you see others have this blessing, you desire for it so much that then a person becomes jealous that he must not have it or she must not have it, rather I have it. And some people go to the extent of taking the lives of others to have that blessing which that person has. Allah protect us. And then, subhanAllah, further on, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, the greatest leader is the one from whom something is sought, and in reply he shows the greatest level of generosity. What he says, the greatest leader is the one from whom something is sought, and in reply he shows the greatest level of generosity. He is the best in character in a gathering. And if he is mistreated, he demonstrates tolerance and forbearance. So he gave the qualities of a leader. What are the qualities of a leader? Forbearance, tolerance, Allahu Akbar, patience, generosity. All these are the traits for a good leader. And Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a great leader, subhanallah. He says the person who does not benefit from experiences cannot attain a high rank, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem forgive us for the sake of these pious predecessors, these great companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And now listen to the advice given by this companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, it is better for a person to have molten lead poured into his ears than to hear the adhan and not go to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. So it's better for a person to have molten lead poured into his ears. Wo zyada better hai kyunki usne azan to suna lekin azan sunne ke baad masjid ki taraf nahi gaya. He did not advance and move towards the house of Allah even after hearing the caller towards salah. Allahu Akbar. This is a serious matter, dear viewers. So from this we understand the importance of salah. This is what a companion of the Prophet is saying. Would any one of us ever wish for molten lead to be poured into our ears? Thoda sa pani jaye kaan ke andar to hum pareshan ho jate hain. And but he says, this is better for the person who heard the adhan and yet never go to the masjid. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us, dear viewers. The dwellers of the heaven look at those houses in which the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla is performed in the same way as you look at the stars in the sky. Allahu Akbar. Jis tarah hum taaron ko dekhte hain zameen se, zameen pe khade hokar ke hum taaron ko jis tarah dekhte hain, usi tarah the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla look at the house and the homes in which Allah's zikr is taking place. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Kya baat hai Madine ki? Allahu Akbar. He says, Sayyiduna Ata rahmatullahi ta'ala li narrates that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, when you see six things, Abu Huraira says, I desire death because I do not want to confront these things. He says, when leaders are foolish, judgments are sold, lives are not protected, relations are broken, the protectors of the nation become crooks, and the people begin to sing when reciting the Quran Pak. He says, I do not desire to see these things. So when you see these things, Allahu Akbar, then death is better. This is why I desire death, out of fear that I confront these things. Mujhe khauf hai ki these six things will come to me and I do not want to see these things. Allahu Akbar, foolish leaders, judgments are sold, lives are not protected, relationships are broken, protectors of the nation become crooks. And then people start to sing when they recite the Quran Pak. May Allah protect us. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says, do not wait for the upcoming morning once you reach the evening. And when you reach the morning, do not wait for the evening. He says, prepare for illness during good health and prepare for death during your life. Allahu Akbar. He says, a person cannot become truly learned until they have no jealousy towards those higher than them. Knowledge cannot come to a person. A person can never become truly learned until they have no jealousy towards those who are higher than them. And he says, do not consider those lower than them to be inferior and do not exchange knowledge for wealth. What an advice. He says, from a man's body, his tongue is most rightful to be kept clean. Yani from useless conversations, from all the body organs that you have, it is the haq and the right of the zaban and this tongue that it should always be cleansed from futile conversations, useless speeches, unnecessary talks. It's the right of the tongue that you keep it purified from these unnecessary conversations. Do not contaminate and dirty it by speaking ill of people, backbiting about some person. He says, consult with one another in regards to good things, but do not have discussions regarding evil. Allahu Akbar. And this is what we do. Jab koi achha kaam karne jaate hain, to hum ye mashwara dete hain, kisi se mat kehna, nazar lag jayegi. Kisi se mashwara mat karna, kisi ki nazar lag jayegi. Aur jab hum koi bura kaam karna chahe, to uske liye mashwara lete hain. Allahu Akbar. We tell others, we mention it to others. As laughing and joking friends with each other, like an unmesh agar koi namaz pada, koi roza rakha, kisi ne koi sadqa diya, they hide that others gonna laugh at me. So we don't publicize, of course not for ostentation's sake, not for the sake of showing off. But dear viewers, maybe to bring the next person into the same habit, if you try with good niyyah, with good intention, subhanallah, this can be achievable. So we should consult with others in matters of good things, dear viewers. It's barakah and blessings. The Quran says, وَشَّاوِرُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been commanded to consult with his companions. But we do not like to consult with any person because we know it all. A person who doesn't consult means he knows it all. He doesn't need to ask any person. But it's very important to have an advisor who will advise you and save you from making it and taking a wrong decision, dear viewers. This is extremely important. May Allah aid us in this matter as well. Then he says, if a person attains any worldly bounty, his rank is decreased in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, regardless of his esteem and honor in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because this is the dunya. So if you attain any worldly bounty and blessing, the rank of that person is already decreased. It doesn't depend what a great namazi he is, what a great ibadat guzar he is. If Allah has given a bounty of the dunya to a person, he is under test, dear viewers. Because this world means nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has no value in the sight of Allah azza wa jal. Whatever this world has and contains has no value. We have given it value. We feel that without this world we cannot survive. And to live on this world we want to be happy. And to be happy, we will go far and wide to whatever we can do to make ourselves happy. Some would steal to become happy. Some would murder to be happy. Some would cheat and deceive others to be happy. Everyone is looking for some sort of khushi, happiness and contentment. Yet it all lays in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem remove the rust from our hearts. Let's make this dua. Mawla dil ka zang chura, qalbe nuri paajra. Mawla dil ka zang chura, qalbe nuri paajra. Mawla dil ka zang chura, mawla dil ka zang chura, qalbe aasi paajra. Dil ko kar de naina, jisme chamke ye kalma. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyallah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then this personality gives some sort of advice for those people who want to seek knowledge. Everybody wants knowledge. Everyone wants to seek knowledge, mashallah. But look at the guidelines he has given. He says, a person who is jealous of his elder or his elders, considers the youth to be lowly and makes knowledge a means of attaining the world, can never become a scholar. Allahu Akbar. He makes the knowledge a means of attaining dunya. I'm gaining this degree because I want dunya. I'm becoming an alim or mufti because I want a good salary, for example. This should never be the niyyah of a person. Ye niyat kabhi na ho hamari. بلکہ اللہ کی رضا کے لیے ہو. اے پرسن ہو از جیلس آف ہز ایلڈرز کنسیڈرز دا یوتھ ٹو بی لولی دین ہم, یہ ہمارے سب کچھ نہیں ہے, یہ بچے ہیں کچھ نہیں ہے. دس از واٹ ہی سیز, اینڈ ہی میکس نالج اے مینس آف اٹیننگ دنیا, کہ اس کے ذریعے سے میں دنیا کماؤں گا. اٹ از سیڈ دیٹ ہی کین نیور بیکم اے اسکالر. اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس. ہی سیز دا ون ہو ڈیزائرز ٹو فالو سم ون شوڈ فالو دا پری ڈیسیسرز who are the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the best individuals from the entire ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says their hearts were filled with more virtues and goodness in comparison to others. He says their knowledge is the vastest and they do not have any pretense or ostentation. These pure souls were those whom Allah azza wa jalla who Allah Azza wa Jalla chose to be in the company of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and chose them to spread Islam. So we should follow the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is the few advices of the pious predecessors which we have heard today. Let us end with the advice given by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, another great companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He states, whilst living in this world, a person only anticipates a distressing calamity or a tribulation. This is what this world is going to bring to you. Hum kyun is fikr aur is soch mein ki humko sirf khushiyan hi khushiyan chahiye zindagi mein. Life comes with hardships. It's bound to happen. Every person will be tested. Do you think you're going to be left to say, I am a believer, and you will not be tested? Allah Azza wa Jalla will test you. So be ready to face challenges and calamities with patience and sabr. And that can only happen when you take yourself closer to the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And I'm ending on this note, subhanAllah. He says, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says, indeed on the Day of Judgment, the sun will be blazing above the heads of the people and their deeds will be a means of shade for them or allow them to burn in the sunlight. It's either your deeds will become the shade or either if you don't have good deeds and you will be burning in the sun. Prepare for that day, dear viewers. Prepare for your shade. Work hard so that you have shade over your head on the day when the sun will be just above our heads. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will be back with the same program called Treasures of Wisdom on your Madani channel. Until then, stay good, be good, and do good, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures.